St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre is joining us. And Coach St. Pierre, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hi, Bill. It's good to be talking to you as well.
Coach, you've got a game coming up on Friday, the season opener. I want to get to that in just a moment, but tell me about your scrimmages and what have you learned about prep football so far in the last several weeks?
Yeah, it's funny. It's always tough during the preseason to try and get a gauge on your team. I think I'm kind of in that boat. I think I've been able to find a couple things that I feel comfortable with, and then a couple things we still have questions about in terms of just scheme and where people fit and such, but you know, we've had successful scrimmages. We've come out on top on all three, but definitely areas to clean up.
Okay. I understand you have a transfer quarterback in Aiden Driscoll leading the squad. That's what I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, Aiden transferred in from Austin Prep. So right now he's kind of the lead dog, a couple sophomores behind him. But it's still kind of up in the air, I think. He's taken most of the starters' reps, but it's a learning process, really, for all three of them.
What kind of a quarterback is he? Can you describe him to me?
Well, he's on the shorter side. He's probably 5'7", so that's a little different than what we've had in the past. But he has a strong arm, and he's got some experience, having started games for Austin Prep last year. So we don't have anybody else in the program that has that. So, you know, starting the year off, we need a guy that's kind of seen the live bullets, so to speak, and he fits that bill.
Well, not in the direct mode, mode rather of Brian St. Pierre. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit small, a little different style.
Yeah. Hey, tell me about just several other key players, whether it be on offense or defense, that you'll be counting on, this season.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we have Jonel Aguero, who's returned back from IMG. He played with us as a freshman and a sophomore. He'll be back, and he'll be at safety for us. He's a national recruit going to Georgia, so it's great to have him back. He's certainly a very athletic guy. We also have Jesse O'Fury at receiver, who's a wide receiver. He's committed to Rutgers, so we got some good talent there. We have a mix of guys back on defense. Mikey Naboo at defensive tackle and Mason McSweeney at defensive end that we'll look to kind of anchor our defense around. Mm-hmm.
I guess, and finally, tell me about Marshfield. That's your Friday night opponent at home this coming Friday night. And what can you tell me about Marshfield?
They're really good. Really good program year in, year out. Last year we had a barn burner with them. We got up 28-7 and ended up having a win with 35 seconds left, go down the field to score to win by 5, 47-42. So I think they ended up losing to Catholic Memorial in the state semifinal, Division II. So very good team last year. They got a lot of guys back. They're good year in and year out. So we know it's a great program, great tradition, and it'll definitely be one of the marquee games in the state this week.
Yeah. Are they primarily a pass team or a run pass or primarily run?
They're primarily run. They run a very fast, up-tempo spread offense, and they can really put the tempo on you and make it difficult on a defense if you let them get going, and they had a lot of success with that last year in their games that they played. We shut them down in the first half pretty good, and then second half they kind of got it rolling, and I think we kind of fell asleep with the wheel a little, which didn't help, and they were off. So you can't give them that life to feel like they can run their fast tempo stuff, because if they can do it, they love doing it and they're very good at it.
Well, Coach St. Pierre, anything else you want to share with us about St. John's Prep football as you're on the verge of the start of the 2022 season?
No, we're just excited to be back. It feels normal again, and you know, we're like everyone. You have hopes and dreams and aspirations this time of year. You know, we expect to be very competitive, but the schedule will be very difficult, as it always is. But it's been a great group to work with. I have great captains and great leadership on the team, so that's been fun.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yep, there he is, head coach Brian St. Pierre, St. John's Prep Football on MSO News Sports.